HRNradio.com, where positive people and podcasts unite.
Hello, my friends. It is me, Jonathan Goldman. It is I, Jonathan Goldman. It is whomever Jonathan Goldman, and the date is December 12th, 2018. This is the Healing Sound Show, and strange as it may seem, we have two guests that are perhaps known to some of you. One of them is me, because I figure, okay, once a year I love to talk about what's been going on in the field of sound, because mostly I just ask questions of other people. And the other person is my extraordinary wife, Andy. And this is, incidentally, a very special call-in show, so we'll be giving out those numbers that you can call in if you have any strange thoughts or questions or ideas, and we'll let you know. Those are not numbers to call and listen to the show, but rather to speak to Andy and Jonathan. Hi, Andy.
Well, Jonathan, hello. And this is indeed a fun show to do together. It's a chance for us to interview each other.
Right.
And I'm delighted to interview you, Jonathan, the pioneer in the field of sound healing. And may I start by reading your bio, Jonathan?
Andy, you certainly may start by reading my bio, but can I then read your bio?
I will. I'd love it.
By gosh and by golly. All right, go, girl.
Well, I was thinking earlier when, you know, I was just in preparation that, Jonathan, throughout the year, you read everyone's bio, which is fantastic because we get to, you know, learn about all these beautiful guests that you have on the show. But today, I get to read Jonathan Goldman's bio, and here it is. Jonathan Goldman is an international authority on sound healing and a pioneer in the field of harmonics. His books include Healing Sounds, The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, Chakra Frequencies, The Divine Name, and most recently, The Humming Effect, the 2018 Gold Visionary Award for Best Health and Healing Book. Also in 2018, Jonathan released an online video course by Hay House, created by Jonathan, called The Power of Sound Healing. Jonathan is a Grammy nominee. He has created numerous best-selling, award-winning recordings, including Reiki Chants, Chakra Chants, Ultimate Om, The Lost Chord. And in the spring of 2011, Jonathan Goldman was named as one of Watkins Body, Mind, Spirit magazine's 100 most spiritually influential living people on the planet. He is a lecturing member of the International Society for Music Medicine, and Jonathan presents healing sound seminars throughout the world. And it is my great joy to say hi, Jonathan, and welcome to the Jonathan Goldman Healing Sounds Radio Show today.
Well, thank you, Andy. And now if I may read your bio, I'm going to do my very best to try to do it in third person. We'll see. Andy Goldman, M-A-L-P-C, is a licensed psychotherapist specializing in holistic counseling and sound therapy. She has two books that she co-authored with me, which are award-winning, Chakra Frequencies and The Humming Effect. And she's also co-created with me the Chakra Brainwave Harmonizer, which is, from my perspective, the first recording that actually does a chakra balancing as well as brainwave experience. She's the director of the Healing Sound Seminars and director of the Sound Healer Association. She's the developer of Telecounsel, the world's first telephone counseling service, and she's been an educator at international schools throughout the world. She's a musician, teacher, sound healer, and my beloved wife. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Jonathan. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. I really appreciate it. And once again, it is a joy to be here on this very last show of the year. So we have a lot to talk about. And Jonathan, I'm going to let you get started because I know you have a lot that you'd like to jump into.
Well, I'm not sure where I'm going to jump in except say that starting next month will be the 12th year that I have done the Healing Sound Show here on HealthyLife.net. So it's been an extraordinary gamut of people that we've had as guests, and it's really an amazing phenomenon. 12 years, except for our marriage, I don't know of anything that I've kept up that long. So that's...
Good job, Jonathan.
Indeed. And with this one, we're going to be gladly accepting comments and thoughts that anyone would like to share with us. So if you're at home listening to this, write down these numbers, and then if you have a question or a thought, give us a call. One of the numbers is 800-555-5453. I'll say it again. 800-555-5453.
Or you can call 310-371-5444. Once again, that's 310-371-5444. And we will be sharing a lot, and if there's any questions that pop up, give us a call. We'd be delighted to hear from you.
Nice. And, you know, I have to say, what a year it has been in terms of the growth of sound. There's more and more sound work being available. One of the things this summer was that our son Joshua and I went out to Encinitas to teach a four-day workshop, and it was really quite fabulous. And Encinitas, which is in California outside of San Diego, well may be one of the sound healing capitals of the universe, because I remember going into a restaurant and all the posters on the board, the flyers, were about sound healing. They weren't about necessarily some sort of performance or yoga, this or that. They were actually sound healing teachings and events, and I thought, how extraordinary. And then just a couple of days ago, actually it was yesterday, a friend of ours called us and told us, hey, you know, we were watching, was it
Good Morning America? Yeah.
So I tracked it down, and it turned out that the day before yesterday there was some sort of sound healing group from San Francisco that had brought their gongs and their monochords and all sorts of other instruments, and they played for about 5 minutes, and I thought, wow, this is so interesting. We have a call, Andy. Should we take that?
Why don't we take that?
All right.
Sure.
All right.
All right.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Donna calling from the Florida Keys.
Oh, hi, Donna, from the Florida Keys.
Hey,
all right.
Donna, wow, how are the Keys doing?
Oh, we're doing wonderful. Actually, we had to pull the furs out today because it was about 60 degrees last night. And we're so spoiled here that when it hits 60, it's time for fur.
I love it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's back up today about 70, and we have on cashmere at this point.
Oh.
We can let the fur go for the day.
From furs to cashmere. That is a great title of the song. So how can we help you?
First of all, thank you so much for being the guest today.
Thank
this
you.
This is just wonderful. I would love to hear more about what you two are doing. And I'm calling specifically because I would like to know, Jonathan, when will be the next time that you will offer your intensive course?
Oh, what a beautiful, wonderful question. I
hope you have an answer.
You know, in fact, Donna, I'm going to jump in and answer that question because Jonathan and I, after 21 years of doing the 9-day Healing Sounds Intensive, which was just really a highlight of our life through all those 21 years, and, you know, we've talked back and forth about what we want to do next. And, you know, we'll probably do something, but it'll be just a little bit different. Probably not a full 9 days. But it is in, shall we say, that front burner in terms of figuring out what we want to do next.
And it's interesting because... Boy, I know you probably didn't ask that question with this in mind, but I initially had a degree in broadcasting and film. And I always had the great desire of doing the highest quality, if you like, workshop that could somehow be filmed and then later displayed. And I tried for years to do this, and for some reason, something always went wrong. The sound was off, or the video was off, or it just didn't get recorded. It was a crazy, crazy thing.
And Donna, thank you so much for that question, and it is reminding me that Jonathan, this past year, presented an online course with Hay House, and he created it. It's called The Power of Sound. And so for those of you listening that are wondering the same question as Donna had about an intensive that Jonathan would be doing, in the meantime, I would guide everyone to that power of sound.
Right.
Yeah.
The closest thing. So for years, I couldn't find something that really worked. And then I was invited by Hay House to do an online seminar. And Andy and I flew out to San Diego, and we were there for about a week. And they filmed us in the best, actually, recording studio in the city with gold records all over the place. And we had an audience, because for me it's really important when I teach to have a live audience so I can give transmission. And each of the lessons is about an hour long, and there are 8 or 10 lessons with hundreds of pages of material and all that stuff. And it's actually, from my perspective, it set the bar for online videos to a new level. And I've seen a lot of online videos that, because I have a degree in filmmaking, I look at that and I go, that's acceptable, but this is superb. So if you go onto the healingsounds.com line and you check out, at the very top it says Power of Sound Healing, you might be quite amazed. I am just so very pleased. I never personally, get behind anything 100% unless I really, truly believe in it. And this is one that I'm so very pleased. So thank you for asking that question, because it really allowed me to talk about a subject that is near and dear to me, which is the fact that finally, after probably 20, 30 years, we were able to produce a, if you like, teaching video that really works.
Well, congratulations. That sounds fabulous, and I certainly will look into it on Hay House. And I was about to say the reason it hadn't worked out thus far was because you never considered coming to the Keys to do it.
Maybe one of these days, Donna, we will.
Yes, really, indeed, I hope so.
Oh, we so appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much.
Well, and keep sound in your life, and don't forget to hum, because we're going to be talking about humming very, very soon. So,
yes, and can I just say that I use sound in my practice. I deal with oncology patients.
Oh, yes.
I am an oncology massage therapist.
Oh, beautiful.
And I use sound therapy with them, and I am just anxious to do the humming with it. So I plan to look into that to see exactly how I can incorporate it and give them the most benefit from it.
Thank you so much for that.
We're going to thank you, and we're going to talk for a minute, and I'm going to ask you perhaps to hang up so that somebody else can call in. But I want to thank you, and I want to talk for a minute now, and thank you again. And we're going to visit the Florida Keys soon as the Dolphins.
We'd love to, Donna.
Create that
great
thing. Yeah, is we have a book that Andy and I wrote in actually. I don't know. It took us about 3 or 4 years to write it, and I think it got published sometime around 2017. Is that right?
17, right.
And then this year, it won the 2018 Gold Award from the Visionary Awards people for the best healing book, which is such a incredible affirmation for the work that we've done. And what's very, very interesting is simply that it's the first book that we know. of that has actually been professionally published on the subject of sound healing, and there's a reason for that.
Excuse me, Jonathan, on the subject of actually humming, which is sound healing. And it's interesting because I know that our previous caller, Donna, who did have an interest in humming, I'm imagining that there are other people out there, too, that might be interested. And humming is one of those subjects that Jonathan and I are actually very passionate about. And we were talking about, this was several years ago, you know, what do we want to, you know, focus on next in terms of writing a book, because we do love to write books together. And we wanted to address an aspect of sound healing that was applicable to absolutely every single person. And we said, what is that one sound that everyone can make? We looked at each other and we just went,
Because it's interesting, you know, I personally have been in this field for too many years, since probably around 1985 or so, so I don't even want to start pulling out my calculator, and Andy's been on in this field for a very long time, too. So one of the things that I have noticed, because my purpose is to bring the power of sound to the everyday person, to the ordinary person, and I found that so many people just thought of sound healing, well, I need a degree in music, or I need to be a professional vocalist in order to work with sound as a healing modality, which makes it very exclusive. And we wanted to create the World of Sound Healing as an inclusive club that everybody could deal with. So, I mean, I've written some books on very, very powerful sounds and made recordings on some very, very powerful sounds, and that's wonderful. They're wonderful to listen to, and if it comes through you to be able to work with the divine name that we're going to talk about later, for example, that's fabulous. But still, you know, we wanted to find that sound that really everybody could do. And the one sound that everybody could resonate with was the hum. So we figured, okay, now what can we do so that people will actually take a book on humming seriously? Andy, what do?
Well, we did a lot of research, Jonathan, and we did a lot of peer review research, which means that in the scientific world there is research and proof, and we included that research in the first chapter of our book called The Humming Effect, because we felt that if people could about that first, they would really get that, hey, wait a minute, there is truly something to this, as simple as it sounds. Oh my gosh, I want to read on. And so then, of course, we kept writing the book, and The Humming Effect is now available.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about that as soon as we come back from commercial. But in the interim, let's listen to a little bit of the Cosmic Hum, and then we'll take a commercial. You're with me, Jonathan Goldman. It is December 12, 2018, and I'm with my beloved wife, Andy, and all you wonderful listeners. This is a powerful online listening and call-in show. We'll announce those numbers when we get back. Thank you.
Lighting the way with positive energy and love. HRNradio.com.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, my friends, to the show that never ends. It is the Jonathan Goldman Healing Sound Show with my special guest, me, and my extraordinary wife, Andy Goldman. So, hi, Andy.
Jonathan, once again, it's a joy to be here. And we have so much to share with our audience today, talking about our past year and the different projects we've done, the different, but mainly just to share about sound as a healing modality. And as we're talking, if anyone has a question or a comment that they would like to share with us, you can call in today. And the numbers to call in, you can call in 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. So we'd love to hear from you. And in the meantime, Jonathan, I am going to ask you a question. And I know that this year has been, as always, there's so many new projects and creative endeavors that you have embarked upon. And I know that there is one that I'd really like you to talk about. Which one first comes to your mind?
First comes to mind that I want to complete talking about the humming effect.
Oh, perfect.
Would that
perfect.
Be an okay thing?
Perfect.
Just simply because, we wrote this book and we discovered, among other things, and it's so interesting because when this book obviously has gotten what they call long legs because, what we're able to share with people is that simply by humming that you can, lower your blood pressure and heart rate, which is so important these days. You can increase levels of tone, and it helps among the sleep factor. You reduce levels of cortisol and other stress-related hormones. It releases endorphins, those wonderful self-created opiates. I'm going to talk about that in a second. And you also get the release of nitric oxide, which is a molecule associated with the promotion of healing. It is a vasodilator. And that's, just so very, very cool. As well as, finally, causing the release of oxytocin, which is that wonderful trust and love hormone. So if you hum together with somebody else, boy, all those barriers between you disappear. And I have to share two things. One of them was that I was going to be talking to folks a little bit about the Healing Sound Show and some of the great people that we have had as guests on it. But one of them is someone who hasn't been on for a couple of years. And what was so interesting, her name is Dr. Shelley Snow. And she told me some information about research that she'd done with humming and toning that we couldn't put in our book because it hadn't been published in a peer-reviewed journal at the time. It's now been out there, and we can say that toning coupled with deep breathing creates very, very powerful heart rate variability, which is probably one of the great key determinators in relaxation. So once again, just by taking a nice deep breath and we can really chill out, and that's so important.
And Jonathan, before we leave the topic of our book, The Humming Effect, I would like to right now just give a beautiful, beautiful, heartfelt appreciation and thank you to our wonderful producer of our Healing Sounds show, HealthyLife.net, Jay Cruz, because Jay did the Audible book for our book, The Humming Effect. And it was a gift from the universe when we found out that, yes, Jay Cruz would be doing our Audible. It is beautiful and fabulous. Jay, thank you.
And what a great blessing for us. It'll probably be out, I don't know, somewhere January, February, something like that, probably right in time for World Sound Healing Day, which is another thing that we'll be talking about. And we also did talk about the power of Sound Healing online course that basically got unveiled this year and has had, just many, many people having really positive effects and how pleased I am. Because by gosh and by golly, somebody asked about the Healing Sounds Intensive. We hired a person, I remember, 1 year to film the entire Healing Sounds Intensive. And then when we looked at the video, it was like, I don't know, it almost looked like it had been filmed in the shadows or something like that. And this is a professional person. So it really worked out as a great, great teaching phenomena. And I'm very, very grateful about that. Now, Andy, what would you like to talk about as being one of our more creative new projects?
Well, I'll tell you something that has been really exciting for me that has just taken off this year in 2018. You know, we laid all the groundwork prior to this, but that is the Sound Healers Association.
Oh, yes.
SHA. And that is a professional organization. Of course, Jonathan actually started it back in the 80s, and it was the first
1982.
Wow. It was the first association dedicated to sound as a healing modality and sound education and giving people opportunity to network with each other. And so through the years, it's gone through many changes, of course. You can imagine from 1982, we're in 2018 now. And Nasiri Suzan, who has been on our faculty at the Healing Sounds Intensive, I think for a dozen, 8-plus years, is our manager and director of the Association. And I just invite people to check it out. SoundHealersAssociation.org, and it's a great way to network with other sound healers. It's a great, great organization and association professionally, and I just have been really excited about that. So
beautiful. I am too. I think it's just good, just great. So again, go check out the SoundHealersAssociation.org. And actually, this morning I was just working on a really newly discovered gem from the 1970s, from the godmother sound healing, Laurel Elizabeth Keyes, who wrote the book Toning. So anybody, she actually created the term toning, so anybody who does work with a voice as a healing instrument owes a lot to this woman. A lot of people don't know about her, and somehow I found a recording that I think was given to us by perhaps Don Campbell, who is another extraordinary being who's passed on, and that's just great. But for the moment, I'm going to... we have also a new release called Ambient Realms. That's one of the new releases, and I'm going to play about 30 seconds of it before we go into commercial, and then we'll be right back with me, Jonathan Goldman, and my wife, Andy Goldman. Here it is. December 12th, 2018.
Ambient Realms.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Hello, my friends. It is December 12, 2018. I am Jonathan Goldman, and I am your host and your guest today, along with Andy Goldman, my wife, who is also the host and guest. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Jonathan. And once again, I want to remind our listeners that this is a call-in show. You can call 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. So feel free to call in. But in the meantime, Jonathan, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about And that happens to be tuning forks, because you are a master developer of tuning forks, and you get these great ideas for different frequencies. And we have a brand new tuning fork kit called the Intention Enhancer Tuning Forks. Would you share a little bit about that? I was so amazed, and I just couldn't wait for them to be available, because they're so powerful.
Well, it's interesting, because this year we've had, I think, two different tuning fork kits, one done probably somewhere around March or April, and that was the DNA 8-13 tuning fork kit, and that's one that really encodes and resonates and brings the light down to our body on a DNA level. And this Intention Enhancer, which is composed of the frequencies 432 hertz and 528 hertz, and these are two different frequencies. Each one is believed by certain groups of people to have certain almost magical spiritual healing abilities. And I had not found that they had been utilized together. Then I basically, in meditation, voice said, you know, have tuning forks made of these frequencies and try them out and see what they were like. And I did, and you never know what this stuff is going to sound like together, because I have listened to tuning forks that put together are really awful. You know, they're just not fun. But these were, like, just very fine. And of course, you know, when I find out that something, you know, works really, you know, powerfully, I go, okay, how do other people like it?
And we did a lot of what we like to call R&D, research and development. And we took these tuning forks to different professional people, chiropractors, medical doctors, sound healers, psychotherapists, clairvoyance, and we asked them to just, you know, try. We, you know, asked them if we could give them a tuning, and we did, and then we just received their feedback, and we were absolutely amazed at the similarity of the feedback, and as we synthesized it all down, it really felt like, wow, this enhances intention,
among other things, as well as opening up our heart to higher levels of consciousness, creating really deep levels of calmness, and doing all sorts of wonderful things. We've got probably a 16-page book going along with the kit. And what's very interesting is we basically, you know, wrote the stuff down. It's easy enough to, if you like, tell people this is going to have an effect, and then people will have that effect. But we basically work with these tuning forks, and I do this with almost everything, is how does this affect you without my trying to predispose what the effects of any sort of music, any sort of sound, any sort of X, Y, or Z is, and everybody seemed to have the same experience, and they love them. And there's also an aspect of my understanding, which is that this interval, this relationship that this between 432 and 528 is tuning forks, may help bring us to a higher level of evolution, because it's thought that if we can, shall we say, open up our hearing, which is one of our great senses that leads to the divine, to higher, energetics, it is really, really powerful. So anyway, just want to tell you about the Intention Enhancer Tuning Forks, which we have exclusively on the Healing Sounds website.
At healingsounds.com. Jonathan, I have got another question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Because as I like to call my husband the mad creator, because he's always coming up with these fantastic creations. But you worked on a brand new release for the Divine Name CD that you created with Greg Braden. Can you share a little bit about that? And then I hope we'll even get to hear a little bit of that.
And this is interesting, because this is a recording that I did, golly, close to 15 years ago. And it was, if you like, what I perceived of as being the sounds of, you know, the divine, that perhaps was the actual name, personal name of the divine that the burning bush gave to Moses, and is the found in all the different Abrahamic traditions, as well as once I released this, I get feedback from people from all different spiritual paths, from Native American to different Hindu traditions, etc., about how they had very similar sounds. And then I actually wrote a book called The Divine Name so that people could learn how to do this. But basically what was so interesting was that in the process, I discovered that the wonderful company that had put out this CD was no longer doing so and was no longer available. So I called them up and I said, hey, would you mind if I put it back on the market? And Greg Braden, who is the co-creator, you know, was quite happy about that. So we now, so The Divine Name, folks, is back. And if you want to listen to it, you can either get it as a download or you can get it as a CD. And in fact, what I am going to do now is I am going to hopefully find the right track and play it, and we're going to go into commercial listening to The Divine Name. So the only thing I got to say is if you are in a car, like, keep your eyes on the road and your hands upon the wheel, because this is a really powerful sacred sound. Here we go.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Well, my friends, it is the last portion of the show with my beloved wife, Andy, and myself as being both hosts and guests. I don't know what the combination host and guest is, but it is the best. And, you know, frequently, one of the things that I ask guests that we have is, tell us your thoughts about sound and consciousness and how we can use sound and consciousness to help the vibratory field of the planet. And I think that this would be a wonderful time for us to begin talking about World Sound Healing Day. Andy, do you agree?
Absolutely, Jonathan, because when I saw that particular question, I thought of, okay, it's, you know, consciousness, it's my thoughts, and it's like, how does that couple in with sound? And it was your formula, frequency plus intent equal healing. And that, of course, can happen every single day. However, once a year, on February 14th, we sponsor World Sound Healing Day, coming up on our 17th year. Jonathan, tell us more about World Sound Healing Day.
Well, just as I, you know, this came to me, I guess, 18 or 19 years ago as a thought, where this inner voice and during meditation said, okay, you've already helped, shall we say, manifest awareness of the power of sound to help people heal on a personal level. Now you need to incorporate the use of sound to heal on a planetary level. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's great. How do I do that? And that's as much information as I got, so I had to figure it out. And then I began to, of course, see about the work of many people, including Greg Braden, Tom Kenyon, and HeartMath, et cetera, and the idea that when the heart and the brain are in coherence together, when they're synchronized together, the field that is created by the our own human field is anywhere from 50 to 500 to some say even 5,000 times greater. And I thought, gee, if we could do this en masse at one particular time, wouldn't that be extraordinary? And one of the other things that I like to say is there is a reason why the basic prayers of our planet are vocalized. They may be whispered, chanted, spoken, or sung, but they're vocalized, and it's this simple. Sound amplifies the power of prayer. Sound amplifies the power of our thoughts. Frequency plus intent equals healing. So once a year, and we chose February 14th, which is Valentine's Day, as a day to make an ah sound and project it with the energy of love and compassion to the Gaia Matrix. And the results have come in from various sources, and they seem to be very effective.
And the really exciting and wonderful thing, you know, for us is that after 17 years, throughout the planet, year after year, it grows and grows and grows, and many people create their groups. They gather people together in their location, and they then tone, they sound forth the ah sound, coded with planetary healing and love for our beloved planet. And with this happening throughout the day on February 14th, there really is this rippling effect that we feel permeates throughout the planet, you know, just infusing the vibration with healing and love. And so we encourage people, it's not too early to start forming and getting and organizing your groups. I know Jonathan and I do one specifically here in Boulder, Colorado. We also do a radio show that day through HealthyLife.net.
HealthyLife.net, leading up to 12 o'clock when a lot of people, 12 o'clock Eastern time, when a lot of people also will take 5 minutes out and, tune to the Temple of Sacred Sound and tone together. And we also have WorldSoundHealingDay.org as a website. We've got all this stuff, but once again, you don't need to have 30 or 40 people. 2, 3, 4 people together can synergistically create a field of energy that is the 1+1=3 effect, and it becomes greater and exponentially greater. And so it is not ever too late. In fact, it's really hopefully almost early enough now. We have practically 2 months before that. So start thinking about, hey, you know, who can I get together? And, you know, it doesn't matter really what time of day you make the sound, because time and space are just constructs of our less than highly evolved mind. So if we can just make a sound, an ah sound that day with a group of people, the effects can be overwhelmingly positive.
And we sure do encourage people to be thinking about that. And I know, you know, we do have our website, WorldSoundHealingDay.org. I know Nasiri Suzanne is going to be doing a lot with it on SoundHealersAssociation.org, and just people throughout the planet. It's like I kind of visualize
so
this,
many different groups
this ringing
of, people. Yeah.
Of the sound coupled with this beautiful intention of love just permeating every cell, every sentient being. So,
right. Well, the concept or the question is, can the human consciousness interface with the consciousness of the ionosphere, which a lot of people feel is the energy field of the Gaia Matrix of the Earth? And the answer is yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
We can make a change with our love, our light and our sound, we can make a difference. We have a choice. Let's become part of it.
Absolutely. We can make a difference, and just everyone, just keep that sound and love in your heart every day. We're talking about February 14th, World Sound Healing Day, but every day is World Sound Healing
Day. Every
day,
indeed. And, you know, and the last thing I will say is that we are living in particularly interesting times. And I would just like to say that, from my perspective, the way that we can shift and change and get ourselves out of the mire that we seem to be in right now is to manifest more and more consciousness and compassion to all living beings. Andy, do you agree?
Absolutely, Jonathan. And hopefully some pearls of wisdom will have been received by some of our listeners today.
So we thank you so much for listening. I'm going to be coming back in a moment to announce who our guest is for next month. But in the interim, keep love and light through sound in your life. And we wish you so much happy holy days for those who've gone through Passover already. What a blessing for those about to go through Christmas. What a blessing. The solstice is coming up. We got Kwanzaa. We got so many different things. Let's just spread our love and our light through sound to all that is.
And Jonathan, thank you once again for inviting me to be your co-host and interview you. It's been really a joy. So until next time, blessings of love and light through sound.